Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 12th of August, recording at 9:14 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were mostly on the downside, and I think the China leash effect was a factor. It was only down a little bit today, but it did have that big drop to new lows for this bear market cycle yesterday. European stock markets were mostly down. They moved into the plus column briefly, but couldn't really hold it. But the losses were quite modest. Now, the US stock market caught a little bit of selling pressure, particularly the financials. And am I right in thinking that that ban on naked, so-called naked short selling has expired? Not sure on that, but they've been trading, these U.S. financials have been trading in a little range for the last couple of weeks, and they were pressing the upper side of the range yesterday, and they're pressing the lower side of those ranges here today. They're very narrow ranges, obviously, but that needs to be watched. Elsewhere, long-dated government bonds are pretty firm today. The U.S. long bond is future is up a point. In currencies, a hint of a wobble here for the U.S. dollar, falling back from its recent high against the Canadian, looking over very overextended on a number of these trends. Some tail against the Aussie, indicating that this decline is running out of selling pressure. A little bit of tail also on the US dollar index, showing that it couldn't hold the upper level. Certainly looks overextended. And crude oil, another day and another dollar down, or $1.36 to be precise, as I'm speaking now, just above 113. Gold, not liking this environment, still the bullion price is at 116.34, down 7.5, but it had been down to 802. 800's obviously a little bit of psychological support. Now, agricultural commodities mixed in here today. What was quite interesting is we actually had some bad news on the grain and bean complex, in the sense that this was widely discounted. This had been expected. It was a case of perhaps of sell the rumor, buy the news, where they were expecting the USDA to revise upwards the crop outlook. And that's precisely what's happened. It drove the markets down, and they rallied back up. And we actually have a small key day reversal, upside key day reversal on corn. And corn and soybeans look pretty overextended on the downside. And, okay, that's it on the highlights here. So what's going on here overall today? And one other highlight item that I forgot to mention is that the industrial metals, again, are under the cosh as well. Okay. So, did I mention the U.S. market? Sorry about this, jumping around, but the Dow was down nearly 140 points, although the NASDAQ was almost unchanged. S&P down 1.21%. Okay. So what's going on here overall? Well, I've been talking about this environment favoring the technical rally, and that the crude oil factor was everything in terms of sentiment in the short term. That won't always be the case, but it has been recently, both on the way up and also on the way back down. And this rally in stock market started precisely as the sell-off in the crude oil price began. And of course, when crude was hitting new highs most days, stock markets were accelerating downwards, thus such as the damage caused by a spike in the oil price. in terms of GDP growth. And that's what was being discounted and over-discounted by markets. But we have to watch these bank shares, certainly. The China leash effect is still negative as far as Asia is concerned. A whole lot of central banks are still raising interest rates. Read about that in the report put out by Mike Leenhoff of Brewin Dolphin. And that's a headwind here for equities. I noticed that I was looking around the U.S. indices today, and when I post tomorrow, in all probability, or of course any of you can look at it at any time yourselves, but the S&P Thrifts and Mortgages Index, that's looking a bit dodgy. Mind you, that's something that's fallen from 120 down to 20, but it's not looking all that good. It's been rolling over after its mid-July technical rally. Provided the banks don't really capitulate in here, and they could, but if they don't, then I expect the technical rally to carry further. If the banks weaken, break their little sequence of higher lows since mid-July, then that will certainly create a headwind for global stock markets. And were the US banks or the European banks to take out their lows, this equity markets would be in trouble. So that's pretty much the background that we have here overall. It's still a tricky, stressful time. There's a lot of uncertainty. There are big fundamental problems out there that we've all debated and discussed endlessly. But again, we know that valuations are much improved. Yields are up. The price earnings ratios, even allowing for slower growth, are down, but we still have that global deleveraging, so we're still in this tricky period here overall. It won't always be that way, and these very depressed, scary environments are when we get usually the beginning of the foundation building for the next recovery. And just that there's always a sell-off after a big advance, there's always a recovery after a big sell-off. Now, government bonds, people are assuming, they're looking at the oil price and they're saying that will be less inflation, but the real problem is growth. And they're looking at the sell-off in crude oil and they're giving the benefit of the doubt to the demand destruction rather than just a capitulation of a lot of people who'd piled into tracker funds. And I think both are factors in here. So these long-dated government bond markets are pretty steady, but as I've at the moment, I'm talking about prices now, so yields are not moving up. They've actually been edging down recently. But I remain very much of the view that when confidence does begin to pick up in the global economy, and that might happen, will happen before year end, and it won't be an overnight process, it'd be a gradual change. But as that does happen, that people will look at these long-dated government bonds and say they're not good value. They'd much rather have higher yielding corporate debt if they want to stay in the fixed interest sector and make that switch. Now, the US dollar, there's an interesting report that I posted as a link to one of the emails today, saying that there was evidence in the foreign holding of US government securities, given a surge from the middle of last month, that feeling that we'd seen some multilateral intervention in those in the US dollar. You know, I've wondered out loud in these audios if there hadn't been a bit of an agreement, unofficial agreement, that if the U.S. could underpin the dollar, or the U.S. and its allies could underpin the dollar, that a little bit more oil would be forthcoming. It's possible, but whether it happened or not, and I have discussed it a bit in comment of the day, but the dollar's rally does look overextended to me. It's been a wonderful rally, actually, and I wish I'd called it. I saw the firming, but I certainly have been surprised to see it push up this high. If there was that multilateral intervention, it would be different from what we've seen in the past, because in the past it was always highly, highly publicized. And but if it had taken place this time without any publicity, as has obviously been the case, what it would mean, though, is that it would further firm that floor underneath the dollar. But it will not change the fact that the dollar will be vulnerable to a pullback and consolidation of those gains, which we will be monitoring very closely in terms of its signals. So right now, I think the dollar long trade is a bit ripe, and maybe he's going to fall off the tree here. Fundamentally, and on a longer term basis, I just think that the chances of a major advance against the dollar, I don't care what the price of oil or anything else says, I just think it's a very, very remote possibility. But we will see, as they say. Gold, still in that medium term correction, which I think is going to be lengthy. With all this deleveraging, there's a lot of slowing down in the whole cycle. That doesn't mean that there won't be opportunities, and for every person who's looking at gold and is worrying about it, it will present another opportunity, both in futures and for bullion buyers, and also for the buyers of shares. And but I wouldn't be rushing in there at the moment. There had been, up until this recent break, a lot of frenzied activity in terms of bullish forecasts from the perennial bulls of gold. But again, we got good signals on the deterioration of that precious metals market, with platinum leading. Where's oil going to go? Well, I certainly don't think we're going to see any big top formation extension. It really has come down with a persistence. We know that markets that accelerate upwards usually come down more quickly than they went up, and if they don't come down more quickly than they went up, then they usually get top extension, maybe including quite often a retest of the actual high. Oil fell much faster than it went up, so there's no chance of that, although it wouldn't be surprising to see some sort of bounce in here before long. We had just barely a little hesitation here, a little brief period of ranging, with one moderate upward day above the 120 level before it came down to current levels. But 100's the big one, but as I said before, a move down to and probably below $100 for a while will cause big reassessments. These are already beginning in terms of the outlook for global GDP growth and also therefore stock markets, and it will be a big relief for central banks to see crude oil down at these levels. Who will benefit the most? I think some of the less efficient users of energy. They will certainly benefit. Now, will central banks turn right around and declare victory against inflation and start chopping interest rates and pumping all sorts of money in? Well, I doubt it. I doubt it. They're only going to do that if they get really scared about recession, which they may, and indeed should, in terms of some economies. I certainly don't think that the U.S. can withstand any rise in interest rates. Neither can Europe, really, and neither certainly the U.K. couldn't stand any rise in interest rates. So, again, as I say, central banks will be relieved to see the let up in the are relieved to see the let up in the oil and commodity inflation. They may not hover over charts as much as we do, so the penny may not have really completely dropped yet. And some of those academics, no doubt, will be going around prodding the carcass of this inflationary blip long after it's dead meat. But that's not to be unexpected. Overall, still a tricky time in here. There is some value in stock markets. Too late to sell for any investors. A little bit risky on the trading activity here right now. But where do I think stock markets will be a year from now? Certainly higher. Where do I think crude oil might be a year from now? I wouldn't be surprised if it was around this level. Ditto gold. And that's it for another day. So, all the best to all of you.